DJW Mobile.
Hey Dave, how you doing today? 10-4-DJC.
Just taking a break to come out and order some food at Little Rebel. And I'm ready to put 2020 behind us. How about you? Right at the end of your transmission, I missed the tail end of it. They pinged me. I was my turn up at the window. Say again.
We're trying out at a little $79 Yazoo handheld. I didn't know whether I was getting into the machine okay or not.
You are. I can read you completely. It's got some white noise. It's not, you know, full scale, full quieting like you are normally, but you're completely readable.
Okay, I just want to check out the audio, though. It's one of these deals. It was a, it was originally like one of these Chinese made JVs, but this was made in Japan for some reason or another. It's got the, like an SDR, I guess. It's got the stuff on the chip instead of having a superhead in it.
Is that the one with the TFT color display?
It's got a little, it's an LCD display, but it's not the expensive, the other one. You said it's a 3DR, that thing's about $350. This one's about $80.
Oh, okay. Well, it's working good. The guy on the other end isn't going to see that color display anyway, is he?
Hey, I got one of those 300DR mobile rigs to use upstairs. And I tell you, it's not touch. Man, I love that display. It's beautiful on the radio. It's a lot easier for me to see. This one is too, since it's not, this is like a white background with black, like LCD, I guess, or whatever it is. But it's pretty easy for me to read.
But for me, all my handhelds, I have to have my glasses on to do anything with them. Well, I can't, even the buttons. And I asked the eye doctor about that, and he said, there's nothing laser surgery will do for you. So I don't know what the deal is there. But anyway, I'm used to wearing glasses now. So with glasses on, you can see them pretty good. So this one you're trying out for, like, just a backup to the primary, or you got some special purpose for it?
I try one out as a backup to my mobile rig. I've had all those expensive handhelds, and I've read a lot about this, but I think it was cheap. It wasn't any good, but $80, it's one of those things you carry to ham fest. It's not like both ain't cheap, but it's, you know, cheap enough where you can feel work on it. I just didn't know how well it would transmit. But neatly, the receiver is not bad. It's not a selection. It's a triple head. I don't seem to be having any problems with it. It does meet all the specs for emissions. Hey, some of our air tested it a couple of years ago. It came in just fine. So I want to try something other than $300 or $400 handheld just carry the backup or something to stick in the car with.
When the thing first came out, I think they were called Walkson or something like that, or maybe it's the other. Maybe I have that backwards. But I was at the Greenville Ham Fest, the Blue Ridge Club's Ham Fest, and this guy had some of those that would fit in your shirt pocket. They were about half the thickness of a matchbox, about the same size as a matchbox. And I got one for $15. I came home and I was upstairs, and I got where there's only one piece of glass between me and the repeater. I keyed up the repeater and talked on it for a few minutes, and that's all I ever used it. But that's pretty cool. $15 and size of half of a matchbox, and it'll transmit 20 miles. That's pretty cool.
Wow, this has got about, I think it's got a 1450 or something like that, lithium ion. It comes with the lithium ion and the rapid charger too, but $79, that's not a bad deal. This dual band, it will go, it's got an FM, you do FM radio, it's not AM, it will go out of band, I guess. It's got a wideband receiver, I know. But, anyway, it's just something different. It seems to be a very solid rig for the money. You know, it's not, It doesn't feel blended at all, whether or not it lasts very long or not, but that kind of money. But it's not like a $15 boat bank. Yeah, sometimes you get what you pay for with those things, and sometimes you get a real, really, really good bargain on them without when they work right.
Expectations for that radio were about the same as my expectations for a $15 meal. Right? That lasts about 8 to 12 hours. It's about that. Anyway, it worked. That was fun. Have you been using the space shuttle's repeater anymore lately?
I got off for a while. It got so busy. You know, they're doing the slow scan TV stuff here since Christmas Eve. I was doing a little bit of that, watching that. But I haven't been on the repeater lately. It's still activated. If I hadn't been on the last couple of times I was listening, it was just, it sounded like Ascension Island or something. It was just, people just stepping all over each other. Yeah, a lot of the people just don't, they don't use the, they don't have a full duplex rig, they can't hear themselves on the downlink. They just, yeah, they're just talking into the air, more or less. You can hear, you know, just people stepping all over each other. The late night passes are not bad, but I did talk to a guy in New York, and I got a guy in, got a couple of QSL cards, which is unusual for, guy from Texas, guy from Miami. Got one from North Dakota early on, which was unusual too. But that was a really low angle. I just happened to hit it at the right time.
Remember when I was starting satellites, that was a lot like that, where they were, I'd listened for, before I got on this repeater, I listened for like 6 months to try to make sure I fully understood the protocol, 100%. Knew what I was doing before I keyed it up. Did the same thing with satellites. And before I took a different job and I had to quit all that work, a different project. Only once in a while did I find an opening where I was 100% sure somebody was calling and I could answer them, and I did, and I'd make a contact with them, but that was rare, even on satellites. Are you doing SlowScan TV on VHF or HF?
It's on VHF. It was the Soviet side of the Russian side of the space station was doing a 20-year anniversary thing where they were sending a bunch of slow scans down. It was on 145-800, I think. If I remember correctly, I just used it. I just recorded it on a card and then play it back through my iPhone on that Black Cat software to decode it. It's just it's kind of a patchwork type of thing. But, they run 25 watts on that slow scan system. I mean, you get a good signal almost with a, not with a rubber duck, but with a, with a long antenna. You can
see that signal really loud. That's high power, 25 watts from up there. There's weather satellites that transmit satellite pictures down all the time, too. Steve used to capture those and send them to me in an email. I started setting that up, but I never finished it. Have you ever listened or done weather maps from weather satellites on SlowScan TV?
I didn't have the computer set up to do that, although I had thought about it several times like that. I've seen them, and I know a couple of guys that used to do that, but I hadn't done that. If I had I've had a little bit better antenna system and had something to decode them, I could probably do it. But, see, that's probably a little more involved than I want to get into right now. But I'm still kind of inching my way back into it after being out of stuff for 25 years. The technology has changed so much, it's kind of overwhelming at times.
WTT Mobile. Good timing, Rusty, because I'm backing it in the driveway. You can pick it up with Jerry and help him burn in his new handheld, because I'm backing it down the driveway. Well, it's good to hear you, Jerry. Appreciate the info. Good luck with that new handheld. Rusty, pick it up with Jerry. Have a good afternoon. I'm going to go inside and eat lunch. W4DJW.
Well, hello, Dave. Goodbye, Dave. And hello, Jerry. W2T here, mobile over in Spartanburg.
Dave, you have a good lunch. Have a good afternoon. Good talking to you. W4DJ Dave. Rusty, how you doing today? You're out bubbling land in Spartanburg. That's kind of nasty outside. They've been doing all this driving.
Well, I had to go to the post office this morning because I had some stuff I had to pick up there. And then I went to, had to go to Lowe's and get something there to help take care of some air leakage. And now I'm headed back to the house. And I think what I did when I got my stuff at the post office, I left my postage stamps laying on the counter in there because I don't find them in my car. So unless I put them in my pocket, which I don't think I did, I left them laying on the counter. So I'll have to go back by there and see about picking them up. Anyway, yeah, I've been to lunch. I went went to the Italian place for lunch today.
Need now to get takeout right now. We got a little setup for the bar where we usually have a little. We got a little bit of some slices of honey baked ham, that sort of thing, for the bar, but it's just gonna be us. My adult son, he is close by here. He usually has New Year's Day lunch with us, and that's gonna be about it for the bar. We haven't got enough courage to get any takeout or go out and eat since this thing started. But our kids do. Of course, the grandkids do too. They're in time. But us old folks, we have to kind of watch it sometimes. And I'm going to jump back in. I just stepped outside and tried this handheld out, one of these little $79 Yeezy FT4XRs. One of these deals is it's basically a radio or a chip deal, kind of like the propane. But this one, because I was telling Dave, they were making these things in China for a while, but this one got made in Japan on the inside of the radio, which is kind of surprising to me. But it's a solid little radio. It seems to sound okay. The audio on this thing is good.
Talking to somebody else about it the other day, Jerry. You were on your regular, and I'll... But, yeah, it's just kind of foggy over here. There are very few places that I will go. Most of the time I take out. But there are two restaurants in town that actually three restaurants over here that I will actually go in and sit down and eat. But I know people that work there. I know what they do to keep the place clean. I know what their employees do for making sure they're working and everything right. So, you know, and of course I wear my mask in. Take it off to eat, then I put it back on, and I wear my mask out in public. It's, you know, it's when I'm out around people, I do it, so anyway, and I'm going to have to go back to the post office later, but I can't do it now because the window is closed between 1 and 2. It's their lunchtime, so I'll have to go back later, and they'll probably have found my book of stamps laying right on the edge of the counter where I didn't pick them up. And because the girl laid them one place, and I had mail laying in a stack in another place, so I'll have to just go back, you know, Saturday and get them, I guess, or run back later. Anyway, yeah, I heard you talking about that the other day on the radio. W2T, go ahead.
Yeah, I've had some expensive handhelds over the years. I was telling Dave, I'm going to try something inexpensive this time. I love the idea of them, but, you know, I don't use them that often. Just use a carry one in the car with me. And been working some satellite work with a couple of them, but I just hadn't done that since I got this other radio, so we probably even do it inside, still stand outside in the weather. It's nice for spring and fall and summer, but here in the wintertime when it's raining, it's not very comfortable outside swinging that antenna around. But it seems to be a pretty decent rig, you know, for money especially. But anyway, I'll stand outside. I'm going to jump back inside, Rich. Listen, good. Hope you have a good afternoon. And be careful going back and get those stamps. And hopefully somebody can pick them up. WU2T, N4DJC, clear after you.
Okay, Jerry, well, that's not a problem because I've got my receipt here in my hand and I've got the mail still here that I did. So, you know, the only place they could be, like I said, would be in the post office, and either that on the counter still, because she laid them right on the counter at a place I wouldn't normally think to go pick them up. So I think I just forgot to pick them up and that they're laying there. Anyway, we'll talk at you later. Go inside where it's dry. I'm headed back to the house for a little while, and I'll probably wait about an hour and then run out to the post office. Talk to you later. N4DJC, W2T, 73s for now, W2T Mobile.